Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead and stretch them forth.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you and good evening this evening. Amen. Giving honor to Christ who's the head of my life. Amen. To our pastor and first lady, Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to the ADM front line. Amen. Praise God. To Pastor Carol. Amen. And to the ADM family. And to you out there in radio and internet land, praise God. United Kingdom, Norway, France, USA, Australia. And also giving a shout out, amen, praise God, to North Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, and some of the other new ones that the pastor mentioned on today. God bless you out there today. And I tell you, it's nothing like giving thanks and praise to God for another day's journey. Amen. For 1 Thessalonians 5 and 16 says, we ought to, in all things, give thanks unto God. Amen. And praise God. When we learn to thank Him more than we ask, we'll see the blessings come down. Praise God. That's the kind of God that we serve on today. You see, He made us for His purposes, amen, and not we for our own, amen. Praise God. And I'm reminded, praise God, that we should never be operating on our own agendas, amen, but we should be operating under the auspices, amen, of the Lord Almighty God and the Holy Spirit, praise God. Amen. Praise God. Well, we're going to bring our own Mother Jackson in to bring us on into prayer. And then after that, we got our own Mother Helen that's going to come and give us a word, amen, praise God, or two. Amen. Amen. And you know, she's always got something good, amen, for us in the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. So you out there that are listening, tune in. Key your ears in and listen to what the Lord has for you on this evening. God bless you. Amen. So at this time, we're going to bring in our own Mother Jackson. Amen. Mother Jackson, would you go ahead on and press one and come on in and lead us in tonight's prayer? Praise God. Mother Jackson. Mother Jackson, are you there? Amen. Praise God. Well, I tell you what, seems like Mother might be having a little technical difficulty. What I'm going to do at this time is I'm going to ask my own wife, Sister Smith, if she will press one and take us to the throne in prayer before Mother Helen comes. Sister Smith, could you press one and come on in? Sister Smith, can you come on in and lead us to prayer? Amen. Sister Smith, can you hear me? Sister Smith or Mother Jackson, can you? Praise God. Sister Smith, can you hear me? Or Mother Jackson? Amen. Praise God. Look like you're having some. Praise the Lord.
Sister Smith?
Yes.
This Mother Jackson.
Go ahead and lead us in prayer, Mother Jackson.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you unless I know how. First, giving you honor, who is the head of my life, and to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and to Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, and each and every one member of the ADM ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you unless we know how, God. We thank you just for another day, God. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you how you just shield and protect us during the day, God. You didn't let any hurt, harm, or danger come upon us, God. So we ask you this day, God. Oh, God, create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. Continue, Lord, to let us stay focused on you and the things that you will have us to focus on, God. Love, peace, and all of these things that you created us to just stay focused on. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up every sick soul that it is in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we ask that you continue to heal, that you continue to save, God, and deliver and set the captive free, God. We pray, God, that you continue to pull down every stronghold in our lives, God, and break every chain that it is in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. Continue to let us be obedient unto our pastors and leaders in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue, God, to have an ear to hear, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to let us just cry out like never before, God, to push like never before, God. Oh, God, let us live this day, God, to the fullest, just like it's our last day. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lift up our companions up to you, God. We pray, God, that you continue to keep them strong, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you continue to lead them and to guide them in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you for this day, God. We can't help but to thank you, God, and give you all the glory, God. We thank you, Lord, this day because you are God all by yourself, God. Oh, God, we thank you that you continue to meet our needs in the name of Jesus. God. Oh, God, let us continue, Lord, to cry out to you, God, and continue, let us be obedient and yield to your Holy Spirit, God, and let you make us what you will have us to be, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this day, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to keep our eyes focused on you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us continue to have that forgiveness heart, God, to forgive one another in the mighty name of Jesus, God, to love one another like you have loved us. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for taking care of our kids, God, raising them up the way you will have them to be, God. Lead them and guide them and shield them and protect them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to, we lift every minister that it is up in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to shield and protect them, God. Order their footsteps, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to carry them the way that they need to be in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let them be means of you, God, after your own heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We lift our elderly one up, God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, continue to take care of them, God. Shield and protect them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We just thank you, God. We have so much to thank you for, God. Every time we think about you, God, we need to just say thank you, Lord, because you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this day, God, because you're so good. You're so merciful, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue to look towards the hill, which come in our help. No other help that we know, God. Oh, you are all our help, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. Hey, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hey, glory to God. Hey, little shady, kind of little shady. God, thank you, kind of little shady, God. I have to just thank you, Lord, today. You've been so good, God. Hey, little shady, God. Everything we've been through today, God. But yet still you gave us strength, God, to push to call upon your name, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue, God, to walk by faith and not by sight, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Let us love someone today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, no matter what situation they're in, God, let us have that love of you that we still can love them in spite of our, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us do stikoroboshe, God, like you have done, God. Let us feed the hungry, God. Hey, glory, God. Let us go into the old folks' home, God, and love on them like never before, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, whatever you have us to do, God, let us be obedient, yes, say yes to your perfect will, God. Don't let us buck against you, God. Let us just yield, God, because you've been too good to us, God. You made ways out of no ways for us, God. You fed us when we were hungry, God. You clothed us when we were naked, God. Put shoes on our feet, God. Oh, God, what a mighty God that we could serve, God. A God that loves us in spite of our flaws, God. We thank you, yet and still you love us, God. We thank you for taking layers and layers, God. Hey, glory to God. A sin of us, God. Of things that we don't need to be doing, God. You still love us. How do we both shake, God? As you washing us, God. Purge us like never before, God. Let us lay before you and tell you that we're so sorry. We're sorry for the things that we said and did, even the things that we thought of somebody, God. It's not like you, God. Oh, God, create us, God, that clean heart, God, that we can love in spite of all, that we can walk out of our shame with our shoulders strolled back, God, and head up, God. We need you this day, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. These things we ask in the name of the Father, and the Son and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, God. We ask you this day just to have your way, have your mighty way, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. My. We thank you, Mother Jackson. We thank you for that beautiful anointed prayer, Mother. Amen. Jesus. Praise God. And you know, we can't get enough of prayer, amen, because prayer do changes things, amen. And just before we go ahead on and move a little further and bring Mother Helen in, I just want to talk about quickly a few things that the prophet gave us on earlier this morning, amen. And he was talking about obeying God's word, amen. And a lot of times, you know, in our hustle and bustle and our daily drive and life, praise God, we get so busy, amen, praise God, we don't even have time for God or the word of God, amen. But we should never neglect, praise God, the word of God. We should never neglect seeking God's face, amen. Hallelujah. We should never neglect praying unto our God, amen, the author and the finisher of our faith, amen. Praise God. And he also talked about being in alignment. And this is something he's been driving home day after day, week after week, being in alignment. And, you know, it's just like a car. If it's out of alignment, you know, you can wear your tires out. They'll go bald. The car will pull to the left or the right. You have to fight it to keep it in the center of the road. Praise God. Amen. Well, God don't want us fighting, amen, the alignment that he has for us. Praise God. We need to be able to keep it in the middle of the road, amen, and enjoy it, praise God, while we're steering, amen. God will never lead us wrong, and he will make the trip pleasant and enjoyable, amen, if we let him, amen.
But
we got to be in alignment. We got to obey, amen. And then he came out of Galatians 6, 7, and 8 about reaping and sowing season. Amen.
Yeah.
And you know, that is so true. Whatever we reap in life, whether good or bad, praise God, we're going to sow. Amen.
Amen.
Or we're going to sow, or we're going to reap good or bad. Let me put it that way. Amen. So whatever we do in life, to one another, ourselves, amen, even unto God.
Yes.
Let it be good. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. For the righteous steps of a man are ordered by the Lord. Amen. So when we sow, let us sow in that fertile ground. Amen. And then he said, don't faint, amen, in well-doing. On this journey, things will get tough. Things will get rough. But
yeah.
If you just hold on and hold out and hang on in there, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The
Amen.
Victory is going to be at the end. Amen.
Yeah.
The race is not given to the swift nor the strong. Amen. But it's given unto us, the ones that endure to the end. Praise
Amen.
God. Be an endurer on today.
Yeah.
Seek the end. Seek God's face daily. Amen. Amen. Praise God. The things of this world, they're not ours. The pastor talked
Amen.
About that as well. This world is not our own. We're just strangers passing through. Praise God.
Amen.
And so, you know, it's just like traveling on the road and stopping in on a hotel somewhere. You know you can't stay there all the while. You got to get back on that highway, and you got to move on.
Amen.
Praise God. So we got to keep it moving, saints. Praise God. And we should get joy and solace. Amen. Knowing that God has our back, and he'll take
Amen.
Us where we need to go. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. He said to ask, and it shall be given. Pressed down, shaken together, good measure. Amen. So men given to your bosom. But we got to serve him. And most of all, we got to thank him. Praise
Amen.
God. Amen. And then
Amen.
He said, we need to be under a covering. Amen. So if
Amen.
You got it in your mind to think that you want to not come to church, for the Bible tells us, you know, that we are to dwell together, amen, and forsake not assembling of ourselves together in unity, amen.
Man.
Don't get out from under your covering, amen. Don't
Man.
Do it. If you're going to run, run to church.
Man.
Don't run away from it, amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, with that, praise God, I'm going to move on out the way and let Mother OG come on in and
Amen.
Do her drive-by. Mother OG, you got the wheel.
Mother Hella?
Mother Helen, are you there?
I'm having a problem with this.
Mother Helen?
Hello?
Yes,
Mother
Helen?
Helen?
Yes. Can you hear us, Mother Helen?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. You got the wheel, Mother.
God bless you tonight, Pastor Smith. Mother
God bless you,
Jackson.
Mother.
And
well,
to all it takes to make up our ADM family, giving honor to God, who's the head of my life, to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, I truly give honor to them.
Amen.
I'm not going to be before you long. We are going to be talking about being more than conquerors. As you know, this is a scripture that I've had to dwell on more than ever this week as Irma took my house out. But, you know, I'm not afraid. I'm not burdened down. I'm not grieving about it. But I'm just saying that all things do work together for the good of those that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And I'm going to be coming from the 8th chapter of Romans, a very familiar scripture that everybody go to. And oftentimes we don't know the reason why thank God allow things to happen. And we may never understand his wisdom, but we just simply have to trust him. And I'm going to begin at the 26th verse of Romans. In the same way, the Spirit helped us in our weakness. We don't know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans and words that cannot be expressed. And he who searches the heart knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to with God's will. And a lot of times, saints, we do not know what to pray for. We pray vain prayers. We may pray for houses and land. But I think most of us are afraid to say, Lord, let us be in your perfect will, not your permissive will. A prayer of the righteous availeth much, and he can allow you to be and have what you keep praying for, but that doesn't mean that you're in his perfect will. So that comes to this 28th verse. And we know in all things God worked for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed. Firstborn brothers, those who were called, he also justified, and those he justified, he glorified. What shall we say in response to this? If God be for us, who can be against us? That means no matter what comes your way, no matter what problems you're going through, no matter what it is, no matter what it is, God already know about it. He already told us that if we were going to have suffering days, just so it be the suffering for righteousness' sake. And I dropped down to one of the verses, and it said, For for your sake, we are faced with death all the day long. And we are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. And what that means is you're going to go through. You're going to have trials and tribulations. But know in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm convinced that neither death, nor life, neither angels, nor demons, neither the present time or future, or any powers, neither height, nor depth, now, anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, he paid the ultimate price when he went to the cross and died for all our sins. So we are his elect. So we have to always be in the Spirit, pray, and hear what God is telling us, not go gung-ho on our own, like pastors say, don't kick against the system. Don't try to go in your own way. Just trust God. For we know in all these things, if he be for us, who can be against us? And that's one of the nuggets I have. You know, I always have to come with a part two. And it's all of the things that went on this past 10 or 12 days with me. And I looked at a servant's heart. And I looked around to really see who is a servant. And what is the servants do? And it made me realize that we all are servants to one. First of all, we are servant to God. Then next, we are servant to one another with encouraging words, love and comfort to each other, going that last mile of the way with your sister or brother in Christ. We all are called to serve as Jesus did. If your fellow man has a fault, do we reject him, talk about him, or do we go to God in prayer? We are all in service, need to practice the fruit of the Spirit. There's love, kindness, patience, joy. Long-suffering and patience is very important in our Christian walk. We must remember we were once broke, angry, and disgusted with our lives. But someone took the time to nurture us back to health. So not only pastors are servants, we as well are servants. With that being said, I want to thank God for my pastor, Temple Spencer, who is an example of what a servant means, who is in the trenches fighting for his flock through prayer and fasting. I've learned that the real meaning of the word servant, and to my lady, Lakeisha Spencer, who is the glue that holds the pastor together, the hand that keeps him covered in prayer and in unfailing love. Yes, ADM is an ark of safety. Let us all come on one accord and be servants that God is calling for in these last and evil days. We need each other for the journey. And my last but not least, your best accomplishment of the day could be, if you can't say nothing good, don't say anything at all. Just close your mouth. God bless you, and I hope this nugget will help somebody and encourage somebody today. I'll turn it back in the hands of Pastor Smith. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Mother Helen. I tell you, you know, you just hit it on the head because, you know, it all evolves around love. Amen. And God is love, and he made us to be just like him. So we are to love each other as we love ourselves. We are to love our enemies as we love ourselves. Amen. And love does cover a multitude of sins, praise God. For without love, where would we be? Without love, praise God, will we be connected to our Lord and our Savior, praise God? Because he loved us so much, praise God, that he laid down his life for us, his friends. Amen. That's what love is all about. Amen. And I tell you, Mother Helen just brought it right on down to the middle of the road and just laid it right on out there and made it simple. Praise God. Amen. And if we don't know what love is, praise God, then we need to find out. Go into the Word of God. Amen. Do a search in his Word and see what love is all about. Amen. But it's so simple because God is love. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We can't do without it. If we had more of that in the world today, it wouldn't be wars and rumors of wars. Amen. It wouldn't be family members at odds with one another for 40 and 50 years. Praise God. We'll be able to get along. Amen. And it doesn't matter. Amen. We're all different. We got different ideas and understandings. Amen. And so we need to respect one another. Amen. If I have an opinion and you have an opinion, amen, then that's what it is. So I shouldn't get angry at you because of your opinion, and vice versa. You shouldn't get angry at me because of my opinion. Amen. But if we hang it all on love, we can get along together. Amen. Praise God. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to exhibit more love. Amen. And you know, it's getting kind of hard in these last and evil days. Amen. But he told us to do it. Amen. How can you love your enemy? How can you do that when your enemy has caused you pain, caused you suffering, kicked you to the curb? Amen. Disrespected you. Amen. Praise God. But we got to have love. We got to do it. We got to reach down way deep. Amen. Amen. And pull out that love that God told us that we got to exhibit. Because we can't make it without it. Amen. We just can't do it. Praise God. Amen. And it'll do us well to tell people every day that we love them. Amen. Amen. And I'll be the first to say, I know I need to say it more. Amen. Amen. Love is where it is. Amen. Love is what's going to get us through, coupled with the other things that God has in store for us. Amen. Praise God. Well, I had a little bit that I want to talk about tonight. Amen. Praise God. And it's coming out of Romans, the 12th chapter, beginning at the first verse. And here it's talking about a living sacrifice, the first part. And then the second part is talking about gifts of grace. Amen. And it reads as such. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, amen, that you were spiritual worship, amen, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service, amen, reasonable service. So what's reasonable? Things that make sense, amen, things that keep the peace. Praise God. Reasonable. Things where we can communicate and get along. Amen. Your reasonable service. We should be doing it anyway. Amen. Praise God. And do not be conformed to this world. Amen. So we should not be looking to be a part of this world like it's a permanent fixture for us, because it's not. Amen. The prophet said earlier in the day, this world is not our home. We're just strangers passing through. Amen. Amen. And the sooner that we understand that, amen, the better that God can move us to another higher elevation. Amen. Praise God. For this world is not our home, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And we know that you, to be transformed, that means you has to be changed. Amen. Something has to change. Your mind, your heart, your thought process means that we got to get rid of our stinking thinking. Amen. If it doesn't line up, amen, with the will of God, amen, we shouldn't be thinking it nor saying it. Amen. Amen. And then it says to renew your mind. So when we transform, when we change, then our mind is going to be renewed. That by testing you may discern what is the will of God. Amen. And if I could say that word discern, you will understand what is the will of God. Amen. What is good and acceptable and perfect. Amen. And then the second part, beginning at verse 3. Amen. Praise God. And it reads as such. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Amen. And that he, amen, praise God, is the male and the female, praise God, agenda of God talking about man, amen. So we shouldn't think ourselves more highly than somebody else. We don't know it all, amen. We should stay and remain in a teachable state at all times when it deals with the word of God and our knowledge of God and our close relationship, close individual relationship with God. Amen. Amen. That's how we should understand it. Amen. Amen. So when we think of ourselves more highly than somebody else, the pastor and I was talking about it today, we need to go ahead and do a little PMCS. And that's an acronym that stands for Preventive Maintenance Checks and Services. We need to go on and pull a little spiritual PM on ourselves. When we think that we are higher than someone else or we're better than somebody else, amen, praise God. Amen. For the word say God has no respect of persons. Amen. So why should we? Amen. You are my brother. You're my sister. That should be all that matters, praise God. Anything else, amen, stands outside the alignment and the positioning of the Almighty God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But to think with sober judgment, amen. So, you know, a drunk person can't think right. Amen. A person on drugs can't think right. But somebody that's not drinking or not messing with drugs, praise God, has a clear mind, sober mind to make judgment, amen. Therefore, we shouldn't rush to judgment on others, nor ourselves, amen. It says, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. Amen. Amen. And he that lacks faith, amen, just like wisdom, praise God, we need to pray and ask for it. Amen. And I heard somebody talking about patience. Amen. Yes, we need to do these things with a little patience. But I'm going to forewarn you on something. You make sure if you pray for patience, you ask for the amount. Amen. For I'm a witness. I prayed and asked God for some patience in a job I was in Germany. And I was so laid back, I couldn't help myself. I had to pray to God to take that thing off of me. I said, Lord, please forgive me for what I just asked for. And then I corrected myself. Lord God, give me a little bit of patience. Amen. Because you know what I found out? I couldn't handle a whole lot of patience at that particular time. Amen. So when we go to God and ask him for things, make sure, amen, that we are being specific. Amen. God, yes, God knows what we need and everything, but he's our Father. Amen. And sometimes, amen, praise God, we can be taught a little lesson. Amen. Amen. And so with God and us, it's always a teachable moment through his word, praise God. Amen. Praise God. For as in one body, we have many members. Amen. So we are the body, amen, of God, the church, with many members in it. Amen. Praise God. And God has for us different things, amen, that we will do. He will assign for us to do. Amen. I might not be able to sing, but Lord, you can probably blow a whistle and sing like a little hummingbird. Amen. But whatever God puts your hand to do, do it and do it well. Amen. Amen. Gifts comes without repentance. Amen. Amen. And one other thing while I'm there, learn how to stay in your own lane. Amen. If you can't do a thing, don't try to go over there messing nothing up. Amen. Do what you know God has gifted you to do. Amen. And do it well. Amen. Praise God. Because with all us members, everything jointly fits together. Amen. For God's purpose. Amen. Amen. Praise God. For one member and one body. Amen. And the members do not all have the same function. See, there we go. Amen. So a function is a job, an action, or a task that God has given you to do. Amen. And so it integrates with everybody else's function. Amen. To upbuild the kingdom of God. Amen. So we, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members one of another. Amen. Praise God. And I just tell you, saints, amen. When we do it the Lord's way, we can't go wrong. Amen. But remember on today, praise God. Remember on today about love, L-O-V-E. Amen. in everything that we do, couple in everything that we do. Amen. Love can take us a whole lot further. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And you know, we got to keep ourselves together. Amen. Amen. We got to keep it moving. We got to stay in the press. We got to keep ourselves aligned. Amen. So when we're in the proper position, amen, God could use us in that position to elevate us. Amen. Or to help elevate somebody else. Amen. Praise God. And you know, I was just thinking this Sunday, amen, praise God, when we had our service for our one-year anniversary, amen, how everything is just pulling together, praise God, amen, and how, you know, everything is being set in alignment, praise God, amen, so we can move on, amen. You heard the little saying about being jailed, amen. Working out the rough kinks and things of that nature. Amen. Praise God. So we can operate as one body, one function, one church. Amen. Praise God. But obedience is better than sacrifice. So when the man or woman of God come and bring you the word, amen. Amen. Praise God. You need to go back and study that word for yourself. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That way you will know, amen, in that word, amen. Amen. Sometimes I might be up there giving a word and say the wrong thing, and instead of coming back and correct it, I keep going. Amen. Well, that'll throw some people off. Amen. But that's why we need to study the word for ourselves. Amen. Then if we got any questions, praise God, we go back to the leadership. Amen. Praise God. Or those brothers and sisters, amen, that are seasoned, amen, saints, know the word that can help you out. Amen. But the word tells us to be iron sharpening iron. So we all can help one another. Amen. And that's where the respect comes in, under the love. Amen. Well, God bless you. Amen. Know that God has your back. Amen. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. Amen. But in all things, give thanks unto God. Amen. The author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. And if you listening out there have strayed away from the Lord, come on back. Amen. Praise God. He said he makes a way of escape. Come on back. Bring it to the altar. Renew your vow. And keep it moving. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Keep a zeal for the Lord. Amen. Don't let nobody turn you around. Keep your feet on solid ground. Praise God. Amen. Nothing is more important than that. Amen. And so, I pray that when you do, amen, come back, if you went away, amen, your home is still with the Lord. Amen. Amen. Like the prodigal son, he went away, but he came back, and the Father accepted him. Well, our daddy, who is in heaven, amen, is no different. More so will he accept you. Amen. And I pray that you be filled with the Holy Spirit, amen, that will keep you in perfect peace and in harmony, praise God, that will lead, teach, and guide you on this day, amen. Well, praise God, amen. We continue to send our prayers out, amen, for the people, amen, in the devastated countries and land, amen, praise God, to the bereaved family members, amen, praise God. We even sent prayer out. We send the prayers out to those that are sick that need to be healed, spiritually and naturally, in the name of Jesus. We send the prayers out. We send the prayers out, amen, that all of these storms and everything that are coming, amen, that they will be turned or dissolved, amen. But the people got to do their part, amen. Got to stop sinning out there. Amen. And God will bless us and keep us. Amen. Because he sends a warning before destruction. Amen. Praise God. Well, God bless you. And don't forget, this Sunday, we have, amen, our church anniversary continue. Amen. God bless you at 11 a.m., 1325 Virginia Avenue, at the Crown, Hotel. Amen. Praise God. 1325 Virginia Avenue at the Crown Plaza Hotel. Don't forget it. Bring a friend. Bring a family member. Amen. But just come and see, won't God bless you richly. Amen. On this Sunday. Amen. Praise God. With that, amen, we're going to sign off and say, God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Amen. And may God answer your prayers as he seems. God bless you and good night.
it to him, say, wanna be where you are.
Gotta be
where you are.
I wanna be where. Love is who